This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, Congressman Rodney Davis was on the road this morning with two meetings in the WSMI listening area. His first stop on the Farm Bill listening tour was the Hine Farm just west of Gillespie. I attended the meeting as well as more than 30 other farmers and local constituents and had a chance to talk with Congressman Davis before he headed out the door to his next meeting. Rodney, talking to farmers this morning, hearing their concerns about the Farm Bill, you're going to meetings for this, it's a whole process. So what do you learn from going to meetings like this and being out in the field with these farmers?
Well, I learn what's most important to our producers, and what's going to continue to allow American farmers right here in the Midwest to do what they do best, and that's to feed the world, and they're underappreciated for doing that. This takes me back to my first term 4.5 years ago when I got to Washington in the midst of the Farm Bill debate, and I would hear from producers, because I didn't have an ag background, but I was tasked with setting policies that they were going to have to follow for 5 years. Now I have a little more prep time. Our Farm Bill's in 2018. I want to hear from them what's working, what successes we've had, and in areas that aren't working. And this event today was the first stop in getting those concerns addressed, and I'm going to take them back to Washington, work with my committee members, and we're going to make the Farm Bill even better next year.
Well, it sounds like a great plan. So how many more meetings do you have planned?
Well, today I've got another one in Madison County, but whenever we're back for different breaks outside of Washington, because I go back to Washington Tuesday, we'll continue to do this, hear back, and get a great geographical representation of the problems that exist in our ag sector. And also, really, what we have to tout are the successes of our ag sector. Remember, the last Farm Bill I helped craft was estimated to only save $23 billion in mandatory spending. Well, the CBO came back to us in less than 3 years, said they were way off. We've saved $104 billion. That's American agricultural success.
One of the conversations this morning was a concern about crop insurance and that being so important for farmers. And one thing that you mentioned is the giving a little to get a little. Expand on that a little bit more and what you're going to do for farmers to ensure that they do have that important crop insurance piece.
Crop insurance is the single most important issue we dealt with in the last Farm Bill, and protecting what we have as a crop insurance-based backbone for disasters is crucial. Think about this. Before we had a crop insurance-based risk management safety net, if we had a drought like in 2012, what would happen is Congress would pass emergency declarations, and they would ask USDA to estimate how many billions it's going to cost, and that would not be budgeted. It would be on borrowed money on the backs of the next generation. What we've done with crop insurance is we've created a public-private partnership that's budgeted so that when we have droughts, the crop insurance adjusters, through that public-private partnership, go out and look at the indemnities, the actual damages. And in the 2012 drought alone, the actual damages were $13 billion less than what was estimated by the USDA. That's saving taxpayers billions of dollars in one disaster that would not have been budgeted. That's why the programs we have are working so well. And we have to defend what we have under attacks from people who have no idea what the successes, what successes have been made in the ag sector already. And that's what these farmers and producers here are going to help me do. They're going to help be that voice to tout the successes of American agriculture.
Well, sounds great, Rodney. As always, I appreciate your time. Any final thoughts that you may have or words of wisdoms for farmers as you're going on these listening tours for the Farm Bill talks?
Well, I just want to let all of your listeners know. You don't have to come to this listening session to tell us your concerns about American agriculture. What matters to you as a producer? What matters to you as a consumer? We want to hear from you. So come call any of our offices. Come by any of our open office hours. We'd love to hear from you. You can go visit our website if you want to send an email. We just want to hear from you because that's going to make any policies we put forth even better.
Congressman Rodney Davis, and we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is hosting 31 international buyers from various countries, including China, Myanmar, Mexico, Ecuador, the Dominican Republic, Colombia, and Vietnam this week in an effort to increase export sales for the Illinois pork industry. Industry tours, such as the Illinois Pork Tour, teach potential trade partners about the benefits of Illinois ag and reinforces the advantages of buying high-quality Illinois products. For more than 20 years, the tour has generated over $12 million in sales for participating Illinois agribusinesses. The tour kicks off with participants meeting with representatives from Cedar Ridge Genetics in Redbud. The farm was established in 1954 by the late Fred and Betty Groman. Their six sons now own and operate the farm, which is one of the nation's top sellers of purebred breeding stock, exporting swine breeding stock to over 40 countries. In the last 4 years, Cedar Ridge Farms has exported 1,100 boars and nearly 10,000 gilts to various countries due to the relationships built during the Illinois Pork Tour. The rest of the week will take tour participants to Farm Weld in Tutopolis, the U of I, the Chicago Board of Trade, Amlin International, and they'll end the week by visiting the World Pork Expo site in Des Moines, Iowa. In other livestock news, the Centers for Disease Control says more than 370 people have reported salmonella infections from backyard flocks this year, and more than one-third of them were children under 5 years old. The CDC is reporting 8 separate outbreaks across 47 states in backyard flocks. These outbreaks are expected to continue for the next several months, according to a public warning issued last week by the CDC. Public health officials interviewed 228 of the sick people, and 190, or 83%, reported contact with live poultry in the week before they became ill. While contracting salmonella and other bacteria from live poultry is relatively easy, the preventative measures recommended by public health officials are also easy but must be practiced diligently. The Center for Disease Control recommends hand washing after handling live poultry, not allowing live poultry in the house, not allowing children under 5 to handle poultry without supervision, and they say do not snuggle or kiss the birds, touch your mouth, or eat or drink around live poultry. In other ag news, Deere & Company announced it has signed an agreement to acquire the Vertgen Group, which is a privately held international company that's the leading manufacturer worldwide of road construction equipment. The acquisition is valued at $5.2 billion in an all-cash transaction. Headquartered in Germany, the Vertgen Group has 5 premium brands across the entire road construction sector, spanning milling, processing, mixing, paving, compaction, and rehabilitation. Deere plans to maintain the Vertgen Group's existing brands, management, manufacturing, footprint, employees, and distribution network. The transaction has been approved by Deere's board of directors. The purchase is subject to regulatory approval in several jurisdictions, as well as certain other customary closing conditions. The company said they expect to close on the transaction in the first quarter of Deere's 2018 fiscal year. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.